Let us refocus. Refocus on what? Well, we all must explore other potential industries, trade opportunities with countries other than the United States only. Our central interior forest industry has taken a hit, something that has been sneaking up on us over the past 20 years. In the 80s, BC's population was slightly half the number of what it is today, but many inventions took place, most of them applicable in the forest industry. The annual BC Natural Resources Forum was held in Prince George most recently, where much of what was presented sounded promising, especially when thinking about energy and mining. In the past, we did not have much of a manufacturing industry in the central interior. However, why not exploring unusual and new approaches? We are blessed with much industrial land around Prince George, especially all the vacant land around Boundary Road. In the late 1980s, a Canadian truck, called the Grizzly, was born with 80% of all parts made in Canada. The company Grizzly Trucks Limited was incorporated, and they built trucks for the heavy industry. The original prototype of the truck was shown at the 1990 Truck Loggers Convention in Vancouver. The original idea was to offer a full range of Grizzly trucks to suit commercial and hobby customers alike. Unfortunately, not many trucks were built because the mass manufacturing did not take off. There is still much speculation today about why and what happened. There is also the rumor that another truck company paid lots of money to the Canadian Grizzly Company to stop producing them. Again, rumors. Now my thoughts. Why not pick up the idea again to build true Canadian vehicles in the BC Central Interior? No, I am not drunk and can still think clearly. An idea is often followed by action. The economic opportunities in the Central Interior are still unlimited. I referred to the Grizzly story as an example only. If the idea is not about vehicles, then something else could be invented, built here and sold all over the world. Required personnel for a new enterprise could be hired from anywhere. Yes, our interprovincial trade barriers would have to be eliminated first, and a true Canadian economic union must be established. We also must advertise Prince George better as a desirable place to live with educational opportunities, a friendly environment offering arts and sport facilities, for example. Let us focus on how to improve trade with Asia and Europe and get up and explore what can be done to soften any potential tariff blow, never forgetting that education, possibly advanced education, broadens the mind and may very well lead to inventions and ideas that can be followed by action for the benefit of all of us. If there is a will, then there probably is a way. Albert Kohler, PNG, is a former city councillor.